Hurricane season officially lasts from June to November, and New England is not immune to its effects. Sandy wreaked havoc on the East Coast in October of 2012, the year before Irene devastated areas as far inland as Vermont. Both were among the costliest storms in history. This year has been relatively quiet so far, but scientists expect that climate change will bring an increasing number of severe storms, and here in Maine, efforts are underway to plan for such events. As Susan Sharon reports in the latest installment of our ongoing series, Beyond 350, Confronting Climate Change, one key concept of this massive undertaking is that size really matters.
The state of Vermont got a lesson in this concept when Hurricane Irene washed out roads and bridges and left residents stranded for days. Since then, planners have gotten a better handle on how to prevent this kind of damage.
Drainage.
That's the name of a class public service planner Jacqueline Beebe of Auburn took last year. It was taught by Jeremy Bell, an aquatic habitat restoration manager for the Nature Conservancy in Maine. Bell advises municipal leaders that when it comes to planning for a 100-year storm, nothing says drainage like a well-sized culvert. That means a culvert that is large enough to span the width of a stream, follow the stream's natural elevation and slope, and one that is capable of handling heavier flows.
It could come at any time. There's a 1% chance every year of having a 100-year rain event. You never know when you're going to get it. And so it's like a seatbelt. You never need it until you need it. And if the culvert's in place, then you're ready for that rain event.
Cold.
Back in April, Bell and Beebe were checking out a pair of adjacent aging culverts in Auburn, slated for replacement this month. Both culverts have rusted out on the bottom. Water doesn't move through them as it should. It pools on either side of the road and heats up, which Bell says is bad for fish.
The culvert that's going to come in is going to be a sort of a half arch. It's a half of a pipe. And so what you do is you build a natural stream bed through the culvert, and then you put that half pipe on top of it so it'll never rust on the bottom.
Bell says it's not just the intense 100-year storms that can cause culverts to fail. Back in 2008, a heavy rain caused some debris from a beaver dam to break loose, clog a culvert, and buckle a huge section of town road in Freeport. It washed away in a matter of minutes. Captured on video by Portland TV station WMTW, the dramatic scene came with a heavy price tag, about $200,000 to repair. That's the type of thing state and local governments prefer to avoid.
We've been looking at overall culverts throughout the state for a long time, more than 10 years.
Judy Gates Kilpatrick directs the Environmental Office for the Maine Department of Transportation. She says while most states are still designing culverts to a lesser standard, Maine has been more forward-thinking and recently adopted a standard that can withstand a more severe 100-year rain event. In many cases, this means expanding the width of culverts by about 2 feet.
After Irene, we had a couple of bridges fail in Maine, and we just wanted to look particularly at those structures between 5 and 10 feet, which are the more expensive ones to replace, as well as the ones that tend to be the barriers to fish passage and to water flows.
The Maine DOT budgets about $5 million a year for this purpose. It's expensive, but Kilpatrick and others say it avoids the even more exorbitant costs of replacing roads and bridges that wash out. There's also a public safety factor. But for some cities and towns, paying for culvert replacement on their own is simply out of reach.
We just don't have the money this year without help. I think the quotes were $14,000 for the arches and about $6,000 or $7,000 for the footings alone.
Jacqueline Beebe says that's why the city of Auburn gladly accepted a $25,000 grant from the Nature Conservancy to help with its culvert replacement. 10 other municipal projects have been funded this year in a similar way. Barbara Cherry of Maine Audubon says it's become a priority for conservation groups, not just because of climate change, but for the additional benefits of proper culvert sizing for fish and other wildlife. A conservation biologist, Cherry teaches a workshop called Stream Smart. One of the points she makes is that about 40% of stream crossings are severe barriers for many species most of the year.
And for our turtle species, it's critical because turtles are very long-lived and very slow to reproduce. And when we take an adult breeding turtle out of the population, it has a real negative impact on the entire population.
If turtles can't make it through a culvert that's improperly sited or impassable, they'll often try to cross the road, putting them at risk for being run over. Cherry says in addition to applying for grants, municipalities interested in culvert replacement can also turn to state assistance, made available by passage of a recent bond. So far, more than 16,000 culverts in Maine have been surveyed and measured to help determine which are most vulnerable to the effects of future storms. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.